Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Patrovitz are standing by. Caller 9 at 844-999. Ola will play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Koch for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Taco Bell is testing some new menu items, including a spicy one called Reaper Ranch Fries that use the world's hottest pepper.
They're putting a Carolina Reaper in that.
Why are we still messing around with this damn thing?
I don't know.
We're gonna die, people.
Well, I will say this. People like spice that much, I guess.
I think it's just the challenge of doing it, man.
What do they call them again? Pepperheads?
Is that what they're calling them?
Are they pepperheads or like chili heads?
Probably.
People that like peppers a lot, there's a word for them.
Well, they should have one. I mean, they're kind of their own thing. The problem is, and I was saying this to someone over the weekend, a buddy of mine, he was saying he loves spicy food and all this. He's Indian, and he said, some of the spices, man, he said, it's ridiculous. And I said, do they taste good, or does it just hurt? Because everything you hear, it's just the pain with no taste. And he said, look, in India, he said, there's a lot of super fiery hot spice that actually do taste good. I said, is it worth it? He said, absolutely not. What? But they do taste good. You just can't get them without the pain.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I say it every time. My buddy Hardeep, that's all he does is grow ridiculous peppers. And everything he makes has habaneros or reapers in it.
I've never bitten into a pepper that was good enough that I was like, you know what? This is worth the fiery inferno that I'm going to experience.
Part of it is because of us, too.
What do you mean?
Like, I think if you grow up anywhere in South Asia or something, like,
yeah, I mean, you're giving it all the time.
Sure. Deal with this pain.
The Iowa State Fair has a new item called cookie dough spaghetti.
Cookie dough spaghetti.
Wait, is it spaghetti made out of cookie dough?
It is cookie dough that is spaghetti, and I'm not working on it because it sounds disgusting.
No.
Damn it, Mike.
Listen, if the noodle is made out of cookie dough, it's just a weird shaped cookie. I'm down, man.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're cooking it or not. That'd be interesting.
Doesn't matter.
It does say dough, therefore it's not a cookie.
You know, you're right. So I'm sure it's just the dough, right? It's
right.
Stretched out like spaghetti. Hell yeah, I'd eat it.
More people work from home these days and from bed. Now a table that fits over your bed and makes it easier to work, eat, and watch stuff on your computer is blowing up on Kickstarter.
Well, of course it is. Because they said, hey, you already work from home, you can stay in bed.
Right. Isn't that great? A man in Germany pepper sprayed his barber over a bad haircut.
Wow.
Damn.
Again,
they're not miracle workers.
We've talked about somebody that has thrown someone out a window.
Right.
We have threats with knives. Now we have pepper spray. What is going on with your hair that is that bad to where this reaction to you is okay?
Tough time to be a barber, man.
Yeah, it really is. Wait a minute. He threw the barber out or the barber threw him out?
No, remember the earlier story, I think it was in Brooklyn. The barber ended up throwing the customer through a window.
Right. Because he sassed his haircut.
Right. Sassed his haircut. This is Germany. The guy turned around and pepper sprayed him. Mike uses the really stingy words.
I do, man.
Did you sass me, man?
I just didn't expect that one out of you. I will say this. Don't stare at your barber when you're getting a haircut. It creeps him out, man.
You're like in the mirror just staring back at him?
No, like some people, man, like when they're getting, you know, like a haircut, like lined up or like, for me,
when
like,
the
beard trim, like they'll stare at the bar. Like, don't do that. That creeps out the barber and like everybody.
If look at what they're doing, not them, man.
Yeah, just look away, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I like ones with TV in them.
And don't sass them, like Mike said.
That's right. They'll throw your ass out the front window. Someone in Fort Lauderdale stole man's mail last week, then came back 2 days later to steal his dog. The reason why I'm not working on it is because I already covered it yesterday. A health clinic in St. Louis recently sent at least 20 women emails saying they wouldn't be considered for a job because of their ghetto-sounding names.
Well, man, they've proven that a million times.
It's not that funny, Mike. if you're having a good time over there.
The company's director. The company's director claims the disgruntled employee may be responsible.
Well, I mean, the thing is, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but they've asked, they've done 1,000 surveys. The CEOs are like, look, man, you're not doing it to be an a-hole, but if it sounds ghetto, we perceive it as trashy, it's like we don't look at it.
Mm-hmm. A woman in Canada walked out.
Mike.
A woman in Canada walked out on a large bar bill on Wednesday, but left her ID behind.
Uh-huh.
Then she went to another bar, walked out on that bill, too, and left her shoes behind. Then she crashed her Mercedes, tried to leave the scene of the accident, and got arrested.
Ah,
so
man,
it's not that she couldn't cover the bill. She just chose not to.
How old is this lady?
She turned 80, and I'm not working on it.
Oh, all right, but you gave me an actual age. That's amazing.
I don't even have the age, Ted. I just threw that one out there. I'm not working on it. I just threw out a random number.
She was an 80-year-old woman.
That seems like something an old broad would do.
Really?
But not intentionally.
Leave her shoes, Ted? An 80-year-old woman would know if she left her shoes.
You might be surprised.
Yeah.
Am I wearing shoes?
They need their shoes, man. They paid a lot of money for special shoes to take care of those knees. They need shoes. Love you, Grandma.
Grandma got bad knees?
Terrible knees. This Sunday is National Potato Day, and according to a new survey, less than 1% of Americans don't like French fries.
That's about right. They're French fries. You can be vegetarian, you can eat meat, doesn't matter. They're French fries, they're delicious.
That is a fact, sir. Yeah. For the 99.2% of us who do, our favorite types are, what is the favorite type?
Curly
of fry. Curly fry, absolutely.
What's next, waffle?
Standard cut,
right.
And then waffle fries.
Where is your crinkle cut? On that list.
My guess is fourth, but I don't go that far down the list.
Yeah.
I bet it's pretty low.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Don't be sassing me, Ted.
Throw you through a window.
Also, for the record, right, it's not just the United States. Like, French fries started in Belgium. Like,
oh, yeah.
All over the world, people love French fries.
You took a potato, and then you fried it. Like, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, what do you know? People like deep fried potato.
Right. Find me a culture that doesn't use the potato.
Right. Fries, hash browns.
Right. Doesn't matter how you serve
it. Stews, whatever.
Potato is universal. We're more afraid of having our personal data stolen than anything else, according to a new survey. 55% of people say their data would be the worst thing for thieves to take.
Yes.
23% say their wallet, and 10% say their car.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, the data
sense.
Can erase your whole life.
Right.
Right.
Your data holds your bank accounts, your emails for work, everything, man.
Yeah, it used to just be credit cards and money if it was your wallet, right?
Yep.
Now it's like,
yeah.
Oh, no, your entire identity.
Exactly. 20% of millennials say they've vetoed a baby name because the domain name wasn't available.
Never even would think of that.
Like, no.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Check and see if Shauna.com is available.
Oh, I've been there, dude.
Really?
She's gotten a little older, but damn, I love Shauna.com.
I checked that one out. You don't need a domain name for your kid.
So she's been re-upping the license the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you're just going to run out.
Right.
Also, like, you have no idea what your kid's going to do. More than likely, they're not going to need a domain name.
And they might not be that happy when they get older, and there it is.
Either that, or we're going to start seeing names that degraded like Shauna113@.
Right.
Yeah, right. Like, let him grow up.
A new survey asked people what they think of gender reveal parties.
Oh.
F that.
Yeah.
35% said they're unnecessary.
Yes, they are.
30% say trendy. Which also, to me, says unnecessary.
Same thing, right.
27% say self-indulgent. Again,
yes.
Unnecessary.
I mean, the thing is this. Just throw a party if you want to have a party. And
yeah.
Then if you want to tell me the sex of your kid, great. But if you say this is what it's about, like, as adults,
right.
I feel like you can just say, like, honestly, as an adult, you can just say, hey, man, we're having a party 3 weeks from now. We're going to eat this for food. Do you want to come?
Right.
There is no reason other than you're inviting your friends.
Right. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to make it fun. There's going to be booze. There's going to be food. And then there's going to be betting tables as to what the gender is. And then we're going to figure out what
okay,
it is.
Then I'd go to yours, man. Place my bet.
I just don't see why we got to keep adding stuff, right? Like, first it was like, I'm going to your wedding. Then it's like, I got to go to the engagement party first.
Then there's baby showers.
And women have showers.
Baby
on top
reveal
of,
parties.
Baby showers. Right, like
bridal showers, baby showers.
How about this?
And you're expecting
my
to bring
wife,
a gift every
my
time.
My wife is ovulating and I'm going to have sex with her because they're trying to have a kid party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
And if that doesn't work, you can have sex with her.
I'm having a party.
Somebody.
Yeah, somebody's got to ask because she's ovulating. It's got
to
happen.
And I'm tired.
Well, I'd go to that party.
Yeah. Right. Well, it depends on, yeah.
Have sex with your wife party.
Come on. She's ovulating.
They got to film it,
and then we're going to gas guess who the dad is right. based
oh my
on
God.
Now, how I would go to that
out.
Party.
No.
If you said one of them's the father.
Right, and then you'll find out here in just nine months.
An 81-year-old woman.
I would love to go to this party.
But not if I attended the first one.
If I, well, I'm just saying, I would love to go to this party if I was the only white person. And then that baby came out. Like,
yes! Boom! An 81-year-old woman in Florida was arrested after a wild night.
What did she do?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. All right, Alex, you understand now this year game's played.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We go to Newport News, Virginia, where police were patrolling when they attempted to speak with two individuals on an apartment's shared porch. Now, the police were speaking with them when a male exited one of the apartments with a large bag of weed hanging out of his pants pocket. So the man, well, he was advised that he was about to be detained when the cops saw this. So what did he do? He jumped up and ran back into one of the apartments, tried to close the door on the cops. Well, they were able to get inside of the residence. And then, of course, there's a physical struggle. And he was told again, hey, man, we need to arrest you because you're stupid enough to walk outside with weed hanging out of your pocket. Well, he kept struggling, went all the way into the kitchen. They pulled him back into the living room. But he managed to start flushing his weed down a toilet, even though they're standing there watching him do it. Now, another officer did arrive on the scene, and as you'd guess, he kept fighting. They finally tased his ass. So he was placed into custody. He's charged with 2 counts of assault and battery on law enforcement, possession of marijuana, resisting arrest, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Let's see. Who was also present at the apartment. Anyway, do you believe that this fighty guy is trying to flush his weed down the toilet is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
You said it was Newport News, Virginia, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Already screaming a little bit black here. Ted, you?
So you've been there.
I mean, look out with you.
It's just a numbers game, man.
It's Newport News.
That is
And then
correct.
Also, it started over an argument on in front of the house.
And was the porch, was it a stoop or was it just a backyard porch?
No, listen to what I'm saying. A shared porch among the apartments.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, Newport News, shared porch.
This is something else. Changes have been happening.
I'm like,
there.
Now I'm like, is he setting us up?
No, it's
like,
I'm just giving you the information. Just giving you the info.
What are you thinking? Final answer there.
Going black.
Going black? All right, we're going to find out if he was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Profile This takes us to Newport News, Virginia, and a man who, while the cops are around an apartment complex, he comes walking out with a bag of weed halfway hanging out of his pocket. So the cops are like, come on. So they've got to arrest him. He puts up a fight, but he was busted there. Ended up flushing some of the weed down the toilet. Either way, he was tased and everything else before he was eventually arrested.
Tased and confused.
Tased and confused. And Alex, we asked you, was this guy black, white, Mexican, or Asian? The first thing you said was, did you say Newport News, Virginia? I didn't have to say anything else. Basically, you said black. You are correct,
ah,
sir.
Oh.
I mean, if you've been there...
So, in the commercial break, Mike goes, like, did you grow up near there? I was like, no, it's like 3 hours away. And he's like, why does everybody say that? Go, that's just, there's a Navy base down in Norfolk.
I'll put it this way. My grandparents, my mother's side of the family, and a lot of them still live there, are from Portsmouth. And when you go to that area, there's Tidewater, Norfolk, Newport News, Virginia Beach, and Portsmouth. All right, they're basically all one place. And years ago, my father, making fun of my grandfather, when you're from Norfolk, you can probably see where the joke goes, he'd said to my grandfather, what do you call someone from Norfolk anyway? Nor effers? My grandfather said, nah, you call them an N-bomb. That's what they always call us.
Right.
Yeah. That's...
Okay.
Now for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Has everybody in here ever watched a 30 for 30 before on ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you watch 30 for 30, they have a very, like, their music's unique, and they have a very unique way they kind of talk about the story.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's like, you know, what if I told you Miles Montgomery could throw a football across the cornfield? You know, like, nobody believed it. So that's kind of how 30 for 30 does these things.
And they do it very well.
They do a great job of it. So years ago, Aaron Carter, who is Nick Carter's brother, Nick Carter, of course, in the Backstreet Boys, for those of you that don't know.
Aaron Carter, a solo artist at the time.
He is. Well, he's a solo artist. So he had made a song years ago about how he was going to beat Shaq in basketball. And keep in mind, Aaron Carter recently, I think we discovered, is a heroin addict.
Yeah, was he back in rehab? I know he goes back and forth. Right. Only thing I know him for is that he goes back and forth with his addiction.
Right. So he had this whole song about beating Shaq, and somebody did kind of a spoof 20 for 20 for it.
You can have any player in the history of the league at the peak of their powers.
You always say Shaq.
Give me Shaq.
What if I told you Superman's kryptonite was a 5'2", bleach blonde, future heroin addict?
Shaq's coming off a league MVP and a finals MVP. Aaron Carter's 12 years old.
That David really did beat Goliath.
But to lose the way that he did, champions don't do that.
We're just getting our frizz on out of the park, but out of nowhere, Shaq just challenges AC.
How about some one-on-one you want to play?
The whole world sat back and said, this is unbelievable.
What if I told you insult was worse than injury?
Not only does he beat Shaq, he shoots an entire music video while doing so.
Like 1 second left.
What if I told you, in order to cool down the hottest player on the planet, all you need is a little AC? 20 for 20 presents How He Beat Shaq.
Go to the Metro Facebook page, and the link is up there, and it has the link to the original song, so you can hear it if you've never heard it, but I've just been dying all day about that, right? He's covered off two MVPs, and all, what is it, a 5'2"?
5'2".
Later become a heroin addict.
Yeah, I remember that game. I thought that little man, one day he gonna shoot up drugs.
I did see the day that Shaq's, what is he, somebody broke into Shaq's house or was trying to?
His ex-wife,
right. So then the ex-wife, okay, through the security system was like,
hey,
I can see you guys, like, blah, blah, blah. They, like, look up and then just beat feet, like, right out of there.
Yeah, I was like, man, if you're breaking into Shaq's house, either you're someone that knows Shaq already and he's familiar with you, or you have no idea that it's his house.
But the difference is when she comes on the speaker system, she sounds like someone who just called her girlfriend. Like, hey, I can see you. Like, it's just like, dummy, oh, you better run. It's funny.
Well, I guess you don't have to meet at that exactly point. Like, I'm looking at you right now, player.
What are you doing? It's kind of like, what are you guys doing back there, seriously, in the bushes?
Yeah,
I can see you.
You might break it into a house.
You're
right?
On camera.
You hear somebody, I don't know, you showed up with a baseball bat. You know the owner's woken up, and it's freaking Shaquille O'Neal. There's this 7'2", hey, would you go to my house? That's the end of things.
Shaq is so big that, like, even if you had a bat, I if he wanted to.
Would you swing it at him?
I mean, I would out of fear.
I would run.
But I don't know that I could hit his head. I don't know that I could hit his knee.
Doesn't it seem like, I gotta.
I mean,
his head.
You
just hit me in the shoulder, player.
Right? But then I'm just saying, even if you hit him with a bat, like, he's Shaquille O'Neal. Mike, are you gonna live?
No!
What's going on over there, man?
All right.
Listen to this.
It's been all week. He really is gonna die.
And then Miles was saying today, hey, man.
Back there, man.
What happened?
I got phlegm stuck back there.
All right.
I'm working on it.
That's what she said.
Damn it, Tim.
Sorry.
You want a drink or something? Would you like me to go get you a water or anything?
I got water, bro.
Well, I can go get you one. You want me to get water?
All right.
No, we'll wait for you, man. It's very distracting. Listen to you, Cole.
You know, we should all have a sip of water.
You know, Mike's
having a sip of water.
I'll have a sip here.
I don't even need a sip. I'm all right.
We didn't realize how noisy you were until you started coming into this room. You know, we wouldn't hear you over there. We hear you banging every once in a while. We just don't understand the general level of loudness.
There is one thing with Mike. Whenever he sneezes, like, I'll look over there. You can hear.
Oh, you can hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
soundproof studios.
Yeah, supposedly.
Jesus.
I got it. It's out. We're good.
All right, that a boy. Gronk.
Yeah.
We all know Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I forget his name? Steve.
Ron Gronkowski.
Ron Gronkowski, the great Ron Gronkowski.
Steve Gronkowski. Ronkowski. We all know Gronk. Otherwise, Steve Ronkowski. All right.
What is his name again?
Gronk.
Just Gronk.
It is Ron, isn't it?
No.
Rob. Thank you.
Ronnie Gronkowski.
You know Steve Gronkowski?
Get out of here. Yeah,
I like Steve Gronkowski.
I'm going to get Steve Rakowski. I'm going to wear the... Who's that?
Stevie Gronkowski.
One of the greatest tight ends in the game today, Steve Gronkowski.
I love the NFL, and I love Steve Gronkowski. So Gronk was talking about basically kind of watching his money, this and that. But then recently he made a purchase, and it's a good one. If you have that kind of money, it should just say Gronk buying ice or.
When I signed my incentive deal last year, my friend had a chain. I was like, dang, he let me wear it last year at a party. I was like, it made me feel good. So then in back of my head, I said, if I hit all my incentives, if I do everything I need to do, get all my bonuses, put all the work in, I got to finally treat myself. It's been 8 years. I haven't really bought anything in my career. Don't really have anything luxury like that. So last week, I finally went out and bought myself a chain. And that was my first thing I ever gotten. I love it, and it feels good. Now I know why people got jewelry. Now I understand why.
Yeah.
You know what I like about him, man? He said, and he's not kidding, right? He likes to party. He hangs out with his family. So he hasn't spent any of his NFL money. He's like, look, but I'm lucky where I get to do endorsements because I'm one of those guys that they like enough to give endorsements. So he'll spend his endorsement money knowing that eventually that would dry up. But all of his NFL money, man, he's just putting away. So when he retires, he can. So the first thing he bought, and I saw the headline, I thought for sure, like, he bought his parents a new house or something. I'm like, my man bought a chain.
He also said, and he could have just gone out and bought it, but he said, I wanted to make sure, I made it a point to say, if I hit all my bonuses,
if
I do all the things that I'm supposed to do, then I'll reward myself with that from that pool of money. But yeah, he's never touched it.
I'm also proud to announce that through my hookup in another place.
India?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'll soon have a gold chain too.
Really? How close are you?
I think a couple weeks. He's over there for a month.
How long is this? I vaguely remember you bringing this up earlier this year. Like, very specifically, you're getting a gold chain from India.
Did you just give a man a fat stack of cash who was leaving the country?
Yeah, why is this so weird with you? Like, everyone else would just buy a gold chain. You're like, I got to die in India for a month. When he comes back, like, what is it about your Indian gold chain?
Because it's cheaper and it's higher carats.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You said they, is he just pulling your leg, man?
Well, we'll see.
Did you give him the money?
Not yet, but the chain is already acquired.
All right, good. Okay.
A lot of people are saying this is a bad idea, and I'm like, the hell with you. I've always wanted a cold chain.
I'm getting one from India.
Why is it a bad idea? Why is this chain so weird? Like, because if anyone said, I want a gold chain, I'm like, get a gold chain. But now people are saying it's a bad idea. Why?
It's only going to be like that thick.
All right.
You know, because people are like, you're going to be gold chain guy? Like, yeah, I am.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, man. No, that part, I don't care. All right. Yeah.
And then every time you see me, you'll hear that old Lil Wayne song. A bling, bling. Every time I come around your city.
Yeah, please do that. Is that a gold chain? Bang, bang. I wasn't going to say nothing, but...
Oh, man. People are going to love it. All right. Let's talk about some of the most binge-watch shows 2018 so far for every state.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mike, what's one of the shows you've been watching lately, if you can speak?
Been going through Castle Rock on Hulu lately, but I know that's not going to be on there.
Is that any good, by the way, real quick?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Okay.
I'm hooked.
Popular, funny show you've been watching.
The Office.
Attaboy! The Office, number one in 12 states. Arizona, Florida, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Texas. People are binge watching The Office.
Still a funny show, and it blows my mind when you binge. I mean, I know they had some subplots, but generally speaking, you can watch any individual episode, and you're still going to laugh. And yes, there were subplots to Pam or whatever his face gets, but like the show stands up, man. It is still
actually a funny-ass
show.
Right, in The Office, you can rewatch, and it's pretty funny.
Every time.
Think It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is that way too. Over at number two on the list was 13 Reasons Why. That has 7 states.
That's like more for teenagers or something, right?
I wasn't going to say anything because I never heard of it. I was like, okay.
I've heard of it, but I don't know about it.
But the show does a good job because it gets the big states and the little states, California and Delaware.
California.
It is really big amongst teenagers. It is about a girl in high school that commits suicide, and she sends 13 tapes out to individual people blaming them as the reason that she committed suicide.
I remember when the show came out, just based on the backlash of just the idea of the premise of
right.
it.
Right.
It's fiction. Relax.
I didn't think
I felt my Django unchained. Like, goddamn, man. Right. It's fiction. Let it go.
Again, these are the most binge-watched shows by each state. Grey's Anatomy still comes in third. Six states there watching.
You'd be surprised how many people like that show.
I'm always surprised.
I've had relatives come into town and like, we're going to go by the hospital that they show on the outside of that building.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You know there's no...
I take people by the building that's in 50 grades
just
of shade.
Tell them that's it.
Oh, I know 50, what you're talking
50
about.
50 what? What
did 50 you call? Grades of shade?
No. 50 grays of shade. 50 grays of shade.
I like it.
Sounds like blaxploitation.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry,
Pam Grier.
I'm shading everybody
shade.
Today. I'm sassing Mike.
50.
About to throw,
50 grays of shade.
50 grays of shade. Yeah. I'm going to drag somebody on Twitter tonight, too.
With Billy D. Williams.
That's right.
You know who it's not starring? It's me.
And not a single white person.
Right. That's right.
Nobody in this movie's white.
John Amos.
Supernatural, five states, love that one. One of them, your home state, Miles, West Virginia.
Ah, the hell of them.
Friends comes in fourth or fifth, four states like that one.
Do you think, and I know they don't have this info, as far as Friends go, do you think this is people revisiting it for nostalgia or that other people have, like, people have met that binge The Office. It's a lot of people that didn't watch The Office before that are enjoying, right? But to me, it's still kind of always funny. Does Friends hold up like that?
I don't know, but Friends is like... I don't want to circle anybody out, but BuzzFeed talks about Friends a lot.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe there's a younger generation that's all right. Like, all right, we got to watch
it. I mean,
show.
Good for it if that's the case. Yeah, I just didn't
Friends
know.
Is definitely one of those shows I
Friends.
Watched. I watched. I watched.
That's a different one.
Yes, man.
Friends.
If it's been on for freaking 8, 10 years, you know they're going to. Obviously, it's got to be possible.
I'm saying I watched the entire run of it, but now if I try to watch an episode, I'm like, this show sucks.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah, so I don't know.
In North Dakota, they're watching Pretty Little Liars. In Utah, Survivor. In Virginia, it's a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Back to Newport News.
Yeah. Here's the weirdest one. In Nebraska, they're watching a lot of this obscure anime show called Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
What, Mike, you know about the show? The hell is it?
I know of the show. My sister and her husband are watching it like crazy. I haven't heard of... the version that you just said. I've only heard of Full Metal Alchemist, but yes, it's a very, very popular anime.
Okay.
Does anybody in this room enjoy Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
You know what, man? I have not watched an episode yet. I really haven't.
I've watched some. It's pretty funny. But Brooklyn Nine-Nine, number one in the state of Maryland and the state of Washington.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Maybe I'll check it out then, having lived in both of those places.
Yeah, that's what
Thrill, I thought. Watch me, goddammit.
Let's see here. Some sad news going around the entertainment community as Aretha Franklin had passed away. And Jimmy Fallon actually tells a great story here about when she was on.
When Aretha Franklin would come on your show, you'd have to turn the air conditioning off at like 8 a.m. So you couldn't, because it's bad for the vocal cords. So no air conditioning for the whole day. And we keep it freezing in the studio so I don't sweat like, you know, like, but anyways, no air conditioning. So the show comes out. Questlove almost faints. The people in the top row back there, it's like 115 degrees up there. All my jokes bomb. The show is terrible, but we have Aretha Franklin, which is the best. So we get to the end of the show, and I go, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the queen is called Aretha Franklin, and she walks out in a long fur coat. What? You're kidding me, right? She's laughing. She's like, I'm cold. I go, you're kidding me. Come on. She was so funny and so charming and nice to every single person on our staff, top to bottom. I can't tell you enough nice things about Aretha Franklin. And she would call us, like even up to last year, just call us and say, tell Jimmy I'm watching the show and I'm going to bed with him and he was a good bit and I'm going to come on, I want to do a cooking segment. But I just love her so much and I'm just happy that we got to know her a little bit. Aretha, we miss her.
So besides just being a great singer, and then she was a very good cook too, right?
Yeah, that's what I'd always heard.
Yeah.
There was evidence to support that, yes.
Every story you hear, it sounds like she's one of those women that became kind of like everybody's mom in some way.
I think that's kind of what she, like if you met her, she was instinctively maternal, but maternal where it was like tough love.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sit your ass down. But would feed you well. Like they said, look, she was one of the original divas, and everything I've read about her, they're like, she truly earned the reputation. And they said it's different than your quote unquote divas of today. Only
because you don't hear Mariah
she
Carey.
Kind of invented it. So
yeah.
It wasn't like she was trying to be a diva. It's just that Aretha Franklin was how Aretha Franklin's going to be. So as the word went around, like, look, she'll sell your joint out, man. And it's not that she's difficult to work with, but do not F with this woman.
Right. Ransom said, Mariah Carey, nobody's going to say she's super motherly to everybody.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Every time I picture her, and I know this is stupid, I always picture her wearing a white fur, just like sitting casually. I don't know why. If you say her
Mariah
name.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, remember there was that famous episode of Cribs years ago where she was like showing everybody around, well, her house, her crib. And then she got on her Stairmaster in like 6-inch heels.
I mean, like, who does that? Mariah Carey yeah. does that. That's your
And name. You're right. She sits in a bubble bath in like a full robe drinking champagne.
I've never seen her not laying down. Like every
that's
time
what I meet
Mariah Carey, she's on her side like, hi, Mariah Carey.
I'm saying if I picture her, that's
even
what I
picks me
picture.
Up and like I don't even walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Nick Cannon doesn't say anything bad about her, but even when he got married,
with
it's
the
like,
silence,
man.
The silence is enough.
I think he would say, man, look, you know, what
Brad,
do you think?
Brad Pitt didn't say anything.
Right.
And she said, he owes me this, and he just kind of money. He went, oh, man, this is great. This is peaceful. Even with her yelling at me, this is peaceful.
Yep.
But I still say with Nick Cannon, you got to keep in mind, like, he's my age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little bit older.
Oh, I know why he married her.
Yeah, it's just always funny to me. I'm like, we all saw that Honey video. Like the remix of Bad Boy, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he just saw it, but he was famous enough and cool enough to be like, yeah, I'm going to marry her, too.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
We all masturbated at the same time to the same video.
Right? Was she jumping in the pool? Damn. Yeah, but that is, Aretha Franklin, everybody loved her. Even if you ever want to just see her, like, I mean, I'll always remember for, honestly, you had the singing part in the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
And they go in, and she's working behind the counter,
yeah.
and she starts singing Respect. Like, it's great stuff.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. As we head to Florida, where 81-year-old woman is busted for drinking box wine on her porch with her boobs hanging out. We stay in Florida, where a 39-year-old man and 78-year-old girlfriend get into a fight and scream and shout. 16-year-old wants a job with Apple, so he hacks into their system multiple times. Iraqi ex-fighter who entered U.S. as a refugee extradited for murderous crimes. And a man saves another man's life thanks to Coors Light. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story in Florida. Police responded to a call about a woman behaving strangely while sitting on a bench in view of the local hospital. When police arrived on the scene, they found the 81-year-old woman sitting on the bench with her breasts completely exposed to any and all that wanted to witness them and was drinking from a box of wine that she held over her head while she drank out of the spout.
By the way, when you say any and all who wanted to see them, like, no one.
Isn't that why you moved to Florida?
But so keep your boobs out.
Drink box wine on your porch with your boobs hanging out.
You know what?
I mean that's
what
serious. I'm sorry.
I would not bother to call the cops in Florida.
To me, that's just like a postcard.
That's Florida.
When she slapped it?
What's that?
When she slapped the bag.
I don't know. Take it more out.
No, have you ever
box?
Yeah, but you take it out and it's just got the bladder in there.
Not her, Ted.
You just slap that bag.
No, she had the whole.
When police tried
She's
to
classy.
My bad. When police tried to confiscate the wine, the woman attempted to splash some of the wine onto the officers. She was arrested and booked into the local lockup for disorderly intoxication.
I bet she was drinking that Chablis.
I like my Chablis.
Chablis. That's what we used to play wine pong with, Mike.
Chablis. In other news, more disturbing news out of Florida. A 39-year-old man was arrested for battery after he assaulted his girlfriend, a 78-year-old woman.
Mm-mm-mm.
39 and 78. While arguing about unpaid cable bills, the woman attempted to leave the house, but the man pushed her onto the bed and held her by the neck.
Come on, man.
It wasn't until the man's mother shouted at him from the other room that he let the woman up.
Oh, no.
This is just a great story all around.
You think he's, like, dating his mom's friend?
You know what?
You know what I mean?
That's
she
not
lives
a bad
in the house,
call, man.
It's her friend, and, like, he's dating her.
After the arrest, the woman clarified that the man was a live-in ex-boyfriend while he considers the woman to be his wife.
Oh, boy. All right. How does that happen? 39 and 78, and this is what goes down.
She's probably well-to-do, and she probably still likes to throw down.
I also don't think mom
was
a
place
visiting.
To stay. You know what I mean? He probably doesn't have a job.
He's going
to mooch off this woman.
That does look like the guy that would have
Come on. That's the guy that mooches off somebody who just,
right.
you know.
Like, that's the guy that mooches off of his mother.
He goes through the drive-through pill clinic. He gets his pills.
Yes.
He gets her pills. He steals half of her pills.
I'm looking at this guy. Maybe you can mooch off your mom, but there is no old woman that says, ooh, yes, that's fine, like a man.
No.
He's like something you see under the microscope.
He gets her really good drugs.
Yeah.
A man in Minnesota is still alive today thanks to the quick thinking of a beer vendor and the movie Inside Man. The vendor was driving his truck with his partner when he noticed a man clinging to the wrong side of a bridge. While his partner called the police, the man thought quickly and used tactics by Denzel Washington in the movie Inside Man. He developed a rapport with the man before offering a beer and talking out what was bothering him. The vendor distracted the man long enough for police to arrive on the scene, close the interstate until the man came down. He was then taken to the hospital.
I'm just trying to picture it. Okay. I see you in the place. I get it. You want to go? All right.
Have a beer.
I mean, it's like,
exactly. That is how he would do it.
All right.
I know you're like, man. That's a great commercial for Coors Light. Like,
Denzel.
And we save lives.
That's right.
Right? Like the mountains are blue and your light, so is your blood because it's still flowing.
All right, man. All right. You can see the mountains are blue. You know it's cold.
Yes. Yeah.
A 16-year-old in Australia managed to find the back channels into Apple. Over the course of a year, the kid stole about 90 gigs of secure files and accessed numerous customer accounts. The breach was bad enough that Apple got the FBI involved, which also got the Australian Federal Police involved, making this an international case.
And giving him a job when he's just old enough to take it.
The boy fully admitted to the crime and pled guilty. He said that he loves the company and hopes to work with them one day. He even stored all the information he stole on a file on his computer labeled, quote, and I hate that I am
this.
Not making this up, hacky hack hack.
Look, the kid, he wanted to get caught. He was. He kept all the stuff, and trust me, I would hire him in a heartbeat.
Yep. Yes.
Angela from The Office is back in the spotlight again, and her nephew is to blame. Angela Kinsey started blowing up on Twitter after more and more people started sharing her nephew's Tinder profile, which said, quote, you can still call me a fireman because I turn the hose on. And yes, Angela from The Office is my aunt. After enough people sent her the profile, Angela...
That's bull crap. Why are you doing that?
Right? On your Tinder profile,
yeah,
man.
I want to date you.
Hey, why not? He's trying to get laid.
Is that gonna do it?
Right. Yes, you got a famous aunt, use every angle you can.
Then Ted, just start lying.
I respect this dude, right?
And you're like, hell yeah. Yeah.
After enough people sent her the profile, Angela posted on her Instagram story, quote, nephews, do not put me in your Tinder profile photos. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Yes, we all have our secret lives, and for one teacher in Pennsylvania, it almost ruined his day job. The man is a teacher at the local school district and was investigated after a video surfaced of him at his other job where he partakes in the wrestling world under the Nazi villain character Blitzkrieg. He's a villain, and he's a Nazi.
But with wrestling, like, he's obviously taking on the Nazi thing so people will hate him.
Yeah. Not good enough, Ted. The superintendent came forward after the investigation and said that the teacher did not violate any school district policies and he could keep his job.
All right.
Because he was wrestling.
I mean, yeah. It's like the Iron Sheik.
The teacher did apologize that he prides himself on educating his students. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Hey, sir, we appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, a random question. Ask the men's room, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we'd be all about this bad. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.